And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford. And here we are, Steve. We got our special guest online.
Yes, we have Roger Dow. He's the president and CEO of the Travel Industry Association of America. And he's joining us now on the line to tell us about some new developments, a new website, discoveramerica.com, which is out there promoting tourism in this summer season and year-round. Welcome to the show, Roger.
Well, it's good to be here. Hi, Stephen. Hi, Willem. How are you?
Doing great.
Well, glad to have you with us today.
Now, what sort of led to this site? Because your organization is really out there promoting tourism, travel interests, your members from coast to coast, and the economic benefits and spinoffs for the whole country.
Right. Well, it's hard to believe, but there is not a U.S. website until now. If Americans want to go to Canada, the Canadians have a great website and tell them about all the various locations. But the United States never had one. So in partnership with the Commerce Department, we developed a website and it's targeted at Canada, our number one inbound market, and also U.K., Germany, Mexico, and Japan. But it's also in English and in French.
Well, that's very good. I mean, people need that sort of central site and one that they see is being operated with sort of unbiased information from a reputable source.
Exactly it. They can source all the destinations they want to go to and see that the United States is beyond Florida, New York City, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. And we also provide great choice. We Canadian travel agents can be on the site and offer their specials. And we just want consumers to be able to book the way they want, but most important, to know that the United States wants them to travel here.
Well, there's sort of that big open arms policy because people say, oh, no, it's distant or they're not welcoming. And that's sort of still the follow from many years ago and some of the activities of the border control and that. But you get there and America is a very welcoming land.
It certainly is. And then I think it's so important that the great work that you do and Travel World and all that to let people know of opportunities, because there is a lot of negative press about things going on at the border. And for us in the travel business, we want Canadians here. We welcome them. And we hope that we can put that behind us and keep our number one travel partner and neighbors traveling here back and forth, and the same with U.S. people going to Canada.
It's especially important to dispel bad press because, you know, there are an awful lot of countries, even outside the USA, where you have historically bad press about an area, but, you know, once you go there, if you've actually been there either on business or on leisure, you find out, wow, what a great place this is. I don't know why other people don't come here.
I've often said to our State Department that the travel industry or travel business is individual public diplomacy. Once people travel, whether I travel to Canada, Canadians travel here, or if I travel to the Middle East, you meet people, you get to know them as individuals, and it breaks down barriers and builds understanding. We've got to have the world roaming around much more than they are.
You know, it's thanks to, authors such as Michael Wallace, having been famous for written Route 66, The Mother Road. You know, in his book, it's Life Begins at the Off-Ramp, and it truly is. You know, if you actually take the time to go and visit a place, you realize how friendly people really are.
Yes, it's really true, and that's, I think, what travel brings us closer together. I think one of the great things on discoveramerica.com is Canadian travelers will be able to put in their stories. There'll be user-generated content where they can say, hey, we love this place, you'll love it there, go see such and such place, it's owned by a Canadian, a restaurateur or whatever. So we're going to have people post their own stories for their friends and neighbors to read.
And they can see sort of the people that make up a community, because that's one of the great things that we always enjoy about our travels is meeting the local people. And we remember some of those stories, a manager of a hotel or a waitress in a restaurant or somebody you meet on a flight, a stewardess. It's the people you meet during your travels that you remember sometimes more than what did I actually see in the museum. It's the people opportunity.
You know, what you say is so true. I was just reflecting as you were saying that on friends of mine when they talk about traveling. And it's always, hey, and we just ran into this lovely couple, and they invited us to their home, or they told us about their son or whatever. And it's so true. It's travel, it's more than the sights. It's really the people you meet.
And the Internet sort of opens up that world to you in advance because you can research, you can know what to expect. And sometimes people meet people in advance that they want to meet on the Internet. We went down to Vermont and we found out about the narrow gauge railroad in the area of Brattleboro. We met up with somebody who showed us all around his area, and that was a special experience.
sure. And what we're trying to create with that discoveramerica.com is probably the ultimate trip planner or a mall of America where there's 31,000 pages of information about weather, distances, little places that haven't been discovered yet. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
What looking at the site, discoveramerica.com, what are some of the key components of the site that maybe people would not necessarily first think of finding there, but really makes it stand out?
One of the things that makes it stand out is all the information on traveling to this country. With all the confusion in the press, you can click on there and say, okay, what's the real story? Do I need a passport or not? Second, we have Fodor's guide to restaurants and places, dining experiences. There's also a little place where you can click on Seattle and then click on perhaps Fort Lauderdale and realize you can't drive there, you've got to fly there. So there's a distance finder as well as weather all around the United States.
Now, some people think, oh, we'll visit like seven cities in 6 days and they're all, you know, they look close together because we're looking at a tiny globe, but it makes it more practical. And they can also find out information about places they may not have automatically thought of. They may have always gone, if you're talking about Florida, it's always in the mindset Florida, and it was always like a hard sell to go to Northeast Florida. We were doing a trip to Jacksonville, and they said, oh, people think it's cold here, even in the summer, because we're North Florida.
Right, and one of the great things you just reminded me on the site is there's an activities finder. So let's say you can put in beaches, you can put in skiing, you can put in shopping, and it slowly narrows down to the areas where you can do all three. I mean, many people probably don't know that you could go to Arizona, sit in the sun, and then go skiing in the mountains a few hours later. But you can find things by activity versus destination.
And that's also good when we're traveling with a family because, again, people have different interests, and they'll say, oh, we can only go to this one place because it's this one activity. But if they can find another destination, which may have two or three activities and satisfy everybody, and they go their own way and just meet up later.
On this site, let's say your wife loves to shop, you love to golf, and your kids want to go on roller coasters, and you all like the beach. You can put in shopping, golf, beach, roller coasters, and it'll narrow it down. There's three places in the United States where you can do all three, or all four.
And what would those be? Or do we have? Let's go to the site and find out. That's one of the activity question.
I'll let your listeners find those for their own. It'll be a lot of fun.
A dialogue comes in and says, how much do you want to spend time apart from your wife?
That's a new one. We'll add that next year.
That'll be the most popular feature.
My wife's not listening, I hope.
No, mine neither. But one of the things I like about the whole concept, and that's something that's a natural fit with what we've done at Travel World over the last, 15 years that we've been doing this particular program, is it's all about people's experience. I mean, they can post their own reviews, they can post their own blogs, and you can actually see what people have actually felt about a particular place. So it's more than just the brochure. It's actually, what's the real story here?
Well, we stole that idea from you, if it's okay, and that's why we added the having people put their own trips experiences on, because we find that people love to see those things, and we just try to make the site easy, intuitive, and just make it very simple, because some of these sites are so complicated to use, and we just want to make it as easy as could be.
Oh, I hate those sites that are so difficult that you have to click here, click there. They want you to download other software so you can see it. It's like you figure it probably made somebody, you know, so jump up and down with the glee when they were designing it, but they didn't decide how user-friendly it could be.
Exactly. When you're on discoveramerica.com, no one's going to ask your own email address or whatever. They're just going to give you the information, and you do with it what you want. So there's no hurdles to trip over.
Oh, that's good to hear. Now, what are some of the top destinations that you're finding that people are maybe, you talked about the top destinations that people have traditionally gone to, but are there any sort of emerging or trending destinations that you're seeing?
Well,
that people
we're seeing the in Florida, the a lot of people are going to the Gulf Coast of Florida up north, the Panhandle of Florida. We're seeing the Branson, Missouri is emerging. New Mexico is getting to be very exciting for people, going to the Tucson in New Mexico. And also have the traditionals. When it comes to the Canadian market, it's still New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and all the Florida cities.
Well, so the traditional ones, but as I say, when you go to places like Florida, hey, get out to the Panhandle or go to the Gulf Coast, Cape Coral, and meet our friend Bob Nickman at the Cape Coral Chamber of Commerce, or go up to Jacksonville. There's always places to discover, and that's part of discoveramerica.com from the Travel Industry Association of America. The new site out there welcoming international visitors from Canada, Great Britain, and of course a resource for Americans discovering their own country as well, getting out on the road, discovering more of what there is to see and do this summer and fall season. So we've been talking to Roger Dow, President and CEO of the Travel Industry Association, and I'd love to have you on more often, Roger.
I'd like to do that. And last year, 17 million Canadians came to the U.S., and let's make that 20 million next year.
Yeah, let's shoot for it.
Thanks.
Your loony goes a long way now.
I certainly do. Thanks for staying on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
Thanks.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Hello? Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting.